Question 7 and 8. Listen to the following talk.
Since all of you have expressed interest in joining the university dance program, I probably don't have to say much about the physical and psychological rewards of being in a dance program such as this one. Instead, I want to concentrate on some of the drawbacks, the demands that will be put on your time, and the sacrifices you'll be called on to make if you are chosen for the program.
Number 7. What will the main topic of this talk probably be? Number 8. What is the speaker's probable occupation?
Questions 9 and 10. Listen to the following talk.
As president of the State Historical Society, I'd like to call this meeting to order and welcome all our members and guests. Tonight, I'm going to give you a short presentation on some famous shipwrecks, especially shipwrecks that took place in the waters off New England.
Number 9. Who is the speaker? Number 10. What will this talk probably concern?
Questions 11 and 12. Listen to a lecture given in a university classroom.
In the last few weeks, we have discussed how to organize your ideas, use your outline as a blueprint, and write the first draft of your essay. Today, we're going to consider another important process, the art of editing your paper.
Number 11. In what course is this lecture probably being given? Number 12. What will the rest of this lecture probably deal with? Questions 13 to 14. Listen to a talk given at a ski lodge.
Good morning, and welcome to Winter Star Ski Area. We truly hope to make your introduction to skiing as safe and enjoyable as possible.
Number 13. For whom is this talk probably intended? Number 14. What will this talk probably concern?